Hey guys, it's Destiny
and Gianna, and welcome to episode number 2 of We're Not Sisters. So, how have you been since the last time I talked to you?
I, myself, have been good. What did I do this past week? Oh, I cleaned my house. Like, as adult and boring as that is, I cleaned my house.
Was it like the deep, like a deep, deep clean?
Not that deep, but deep enough. It needed it. It needed, so I got rid of, like, I went through and got rid of some toys. I went through and got rid of some clothes. And I just got out of all of the clutter that was in the living spaces and I took it upstairs. Okay. So my downstairs is more clean than my upstairs because I've got a pile of Jace's work stuff in the hall. I've got a pile of laundry and I've got a pile of other things that need to be put up. But the rooms are clean. The downstairs is clean. It's just my hallway that's a disaster right now.
I always feel like laundry's the last thing that keeps the place from being just completely clean.
That's especially true for myself. And it's not even entirely my fault because my lovely husband will drop dirty clothes on the floor right next to his laundry basket. So there's literally just always clothes on the floor. And then he'll wear his PTs that morning but not really do anything. So he'll leave them on the floor to wear the next day, or the same with his uniform. And he'll leave his dirty, like super dirty one on the floor too. So I never know which one to wash. And then he gets mad because all of his uniforms are dirty. It's just a disaster. Laundry is not a fun time in my house. But I am normally on top of it, at least.
That's good.
We had my brother at my house for a month, and then we went home for a weekend. And so I just, there is a little bit of laundry I need to do. This is a long talk about laundry. My kids are great. Riley Grace has gone from a toddler to a big kid overnight for some reason. She's only 4. She's no need for it.
What do you mean?
I'm gonna fight her. Like, that's all it is. Because, no, she's not rude or disrespectful, but sometimes she says things so just matter-of-factly, or she'll speak how I speak as an adult, and I'm just like, no.
That's not okay.
No. Yeah, this is not going to be a thing. Not doing it. Bubba, this past week, has actually gotten in trouble for hitting, which is weird because he's never been a hitter.
Usually he's the one taking the hit.
I know, poor baby. I'm crying about it. Maybe he's tired of being a little crybaby, but it's not anything bad. It's only a few times. And, I mean, it's always a bigger kid, so he can't do much damage.
Oh.
But I do try to correct him on it. I don't know. Riley Grace is getting mad. And if he hits her, she'll try to hit him back. And I have to intervene so quick before it turns into a baby brawl.
Well, if it's already starting, you're going to have your hands full once he gets to her age.
Oh, no, I was prepared for that. Me and my brother would go at it physically often. And my mom got to a point where we would be, we would be verbally fighting and then we'd be physically wrestling. And she just got to a point where she's like, you have 10 minutes, go. And after that 10 minutes, like, you better stop and I don't want to hear anything about it again. Because she used to make us sit on the couch and hold hands, but we would just pinch the inside of each other's hands and it was just nothing got resolved when we did that.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. No.
I guess that's the only good thing about me being so much younger than my siblings is I never had to experience that part of it.
Oh, it was funny. I was like, you know, I'm bigger, I'm older, and then he got bigger than me, and I was like, well, I'm not scared of you, blah, blah, blah. It was the whole thing. But because I experienced it, I was fully prepared for it, and I know how to handle it with them. And it'll be fine. And we argued all the time, but he was still my best friend. So
yeah,
it's not like we had a terrible relationship.
My little sensitive self, I would have cried the entire time.
Oh, no. I guess because I was the older sister, and then for a little bit, I was bigger than him. And yeah, just for a little bit. How has your week been?
It's been good. It was busy as far as school stuff goes. We had some presentations. That was really it. I mean, it was like just school heavy with tedious things, nothing hard, which is the worst in my opinion. I'd rather have like one big assignment that's hard than 15 little tedious things that just take time for no reason.
Yes, because that's another thing that happened this week as I caught up on all, well, I didn't catch up, but I did a lot of schoolwork to try to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
And my program is, it's not individual classes. It's one whole class brushing on all these different subjects. And all I do, sit there, read slides, read the textbook, take notes.
Mm-hmm.
And then every like three lessons, I'll have a quiz and a small assignment. But the assignment is, like the last assignment I had was to fill out a patient history form. And it's just a whole bunch of little tedious things. And I'm like,
it's like, it's not hard, but it's just takes forever.
Yes. And it sucks. There's some things that I'm interested in learning, obviously, because physiology, but it doesn't really talk a lot about all of that. There is a 9-step way to properly wash your hands. Did you know that?
No, because I don't know how you can put 9 steps into that.
Exactly. I am thankful for it. I'm not paying a cent for it, but it's just like you said before, it's tedious. Well, I mean, I guess that's good for you though. You're not, because I know some subjects really kicked your ass.
Yeah, this next week is going to be something because I have 2 tests. Oh, so I have, this semester is a lot more project-based in the classes I'm taking. And then I have one online, like, elective course that's just takes up maybe 15 minutes a week, like, absolutely nothing. But there's two classes I'm taking, and they're the only two that I actually have tests in this semester, which is really nice. But they're both on Tuesday, and so I have a electromagnetics test at 8 a.m. and then a radars test at 7 p.m. So,
oh my gosh,
Tuesday's gonna be a fun day.
That's actually insane. What the heck?
And then I won't be doing anything on Wednesday. You can bet all your money on that one.
Oh yeah, I'd be like, nope, I used all my brain capacity for Tuesday and Wednesday. On Tuesday, I'm done today. Nope.
Well, that's all that's coming up next. And then Thursday's I almost said Thanksgiving, Halloween.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And so I'll do a little something for that. I'm gonna be Dom for Halloween, so.
Wait, you're going to be Dom?
Yes, because I have his basketball jersey, and I'm going to slick my hair in a way that it looks like the way he does his hair.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
And so, because I don't want to spend money on a Halloween costume, because at most, I'm just going to go grab a few drinks with some friends. So the costume itself being Dom is mainly for pictures, and I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, that's funny. I mean, I get that. As a mom with 2 little kids, the cute little costumes and stuff I pick, and they're always family costumes. Like, so far, my oldest is 4, so I still have, like, some kind of control over it all. And it's for me to take pictures and look back and be like, look how cute our family costumes were. But also because I think they're fun. And it's not all about me, but my kids are too young to really care.
Well, also, you and Riley Grace are so close, and you literally are her idol, like, more than a mom, almost. So, of course, if you're like, oh my gosh, this is what you're gonna wear, you're so cute, she's gonna be like, oh my gosh, I'm so cute.
Oh, probably. Which, so I actually felt really bad about this, because Riley Grace just kind of listens to what I say. It sounds weird. I'll elaborate in a second. She just kind of listens to what I say. She doesn't really, she's never like, oh, I don't like this. Oh, this is ugly. I don't want this. I don't want to say never, because obviously if I make something to eat or if I put on a movie that she doesn't like, she's like, I don't want to watch this one. But for the most part, she, like, the big things that matter, she's happy with very little. She just goes with whatever I say. And I have a friend who her son is the complete opposite. He has a lot of opinions. He will voice those opinions and he knows what he wants. And if he thinks something's ugly, he's going to say that's ugly. If he doesn't want that, he's going to be like, no, I want this.
Wonder if that comes down to parenting styles.
So I never posted mom groups. I'm on like 5 on Facebook. I don't post on them. I get added into them, honestly. I posted it in a mom group and I like explained that whole thing. And they were like, no, it's a matter of parenting. It's also a matter of the child. Like, she's very easygoing and very appreciative and she loves you and she trusts that like what mom says is best and all of this. And it made me feel a lot better. Sometimes though, I'm still scared. I'm brainwashing my daughter to have no opinions and it stresses me out for whatever reason. I feel like it shouldn't, but it does.
That's so weird though that you say that, because she has such a big personality.
Yeah.
So you would expect her to also have such strong opinions, but I guess not.
No, not on the big things. I don't know. My daughter, I'm forcing my daughter to have no opinions of Rome. That's all I got.
No, you're not.
Mindfulness. What is your definition of mindfulness?
So for me, really, it's just like being aware of your headspace and doing your best to remain positive, or finding, like, even if it's the worst situation ever, finding the good thing in it that you can make positive, I guess.
Yeah, just kind of always half glass full. Yes. No, I mean, your definition is a lot better than mine. Mine was literally, when we were talking about it before, I was like, being aware. Literally all I have. But yours goes further into depth. When I think of mindfulness and how I've applied it to my life and what it's accomplished for me, that's exactly what it's done. I just try to be very positive, turn everything into a positive, and just be really aware of how I'm talking to others and how I talk to myself and how I motivate myself. Because your girl is lazy. And it's not even like, oh, I'll just, I don't know, I can't think of anything. But your girl is lazy. I will sit and watch YouTube all day. I will not get up to make a meal all day. Like, if I wanted to be petty and someone wanted to, like, oh, I'm lazier, not that this would ever be a thing. I don't know where I'm going today with my points. But if this happened and someone was trying to prove a point, I could sit on the couch, as long as I had like a gallon of water, I could sit on the couch all day and someone was watching my kids and not do anything. It's really bad sometimes. And I mean, I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I'm trying to be a functioning woman in society, so I can't just do that. But for some reason, it's really hard to get me off my butt. Like, once I'm sat and I'm just on the couch, my kids are preoccupied, I am just sat there. And Jace is the same way. It's really bad. Two lazy people should never get married. It's horrendous. But we have gotten better. Obviously, we've been together for a while now. This is where mindfulness has really helped me, because I've realized that we are the type of family that we do better when we're always going. Because we're always up, we're always doing stuff. And so I'm always up and doing stuff at home. I'm always up and doing stuff. Like, I don't want to say like we're never home, we're always doing stuff, but I do try to plan for us to do a lot, because when we do a lot, we accomplish a lot. What day was it that I had people over? Was it yesterday? Dude, it was. Yesterday was so freaking long. She was coming over for a play date and I hadn't had her over for months, and I didn't realize that until she got here. But my house is unacceptable right now. And she would never judge me. So I really cleaned my house. And it's actually still really clean, which is a feat in its own. But I really cleaned the house and it looks really good. And then after she was here for a while in the morning. So then after she left, I got back onto making the Halloween costume. So I was doing that. And then I needed to borrow my friend's hot glue gun. So she came over and, oh no, it wasn't yesterday. It was the day before. because I was working on it until bedtime. And then we went to sleep. And then the next day I woke up and I, wow, so I've kept my house this clean for 3 days in a row. That's beautiful. Yesterday morning I finished it and then we went over to her house and caught up on Riverdale. I was like, wait, I know I didn't do all of that in one day. So yeah, that's what happened. But yeah, mindfulness. So that's how mindfulness has applied to my life. I clean my house for playdates is essentially what I just said. Oh my God. I need a script for these things, Gianna.
Like, I've always known that your mindset does kind of determine your life, kind of how you view yourself and just how things are. But I never really thought it was, like,
as life-changing as it is.
Yes. I don't really know what it was or if it was just a complete accident that I started, like, reading, like, affirmations and laws of attraction and mindfulness and all this kind of stuff. And I was like, you know what? It can't hurt to just try to implement things to be more positive.
Well, there was the Gabby Show. She's, like, rebranded. She's now, she just goes by her name, Gabby Hanna. But she was actually talking about, oh, because she just bought her first house ever. But she was talking about how she manifested it. Because the house that she wanted, she found, she fell in love with. It was nothing that was on her list. But she was like, no, I love this home. But then it ended up, I think someone put in a bigger deal. But she was just the whole time, since mm-hmm. the day she saw the house, she was just like, oh, this is my house. Like, it's mine. She was just calling it mine right off the bat. And so she's like, I manifested it because now look where I am. It's my house. And so I was like, huh. And that's how I got into, like, manifesting and mindfulness.
That's funny, though. It's like, it's her, for her, it's like, oh, I manifested me a house. And you're like, oh, let me manifest yeah. my life. For me, basically, it was just like, let me just try this out. It can't hurt because all you're doing is being more positive and more, like, confident in yourself and what is yours in life. And so I was like, can't hurt. And then literally, like I said, not even a day, I was just like, whoa. Like, you just feel a difference
yeah.
in yourself.
And that's what's been really wonderful about this. Like, yay, my house is clean. You know, that's good. But with me, myself, it's been huge, I feel like, which is saying something, because I beat depression on my own, and I feel like that was really big, but this has been even bigger
oh, yeah.
for me. Mindfulness, it's a wonderful thing.
I really can't say anything besides that it's just made me a more positive person, and not even, like, because I feel like when I was reading into it, at first, I didn't believe that it could do as much as people said, because I'm like, oh, so all you're saying is that, oh, I think happy thoughts and then life's great. I never have a bad day. So this is kind of BS, essentially. And I was, that's not it at all. It's just, you learn how to take the positive from situations. Or my biggest thing that I've noticed is I catch my negative yes. thoughts. Like, when they start. And that's been, really, more than anything, that's been the game changer for me, is, like, being so in tune with my mind and with my emotions and, like, instantly feeling the shift. Because before, I would be so grumpy and have, like, gone off on someone before I even realized
oh, wow.
that I was upset. Because I would just react. I didn't really think things through. I mean, depending on who it was. It was more so I just bit my tongue than really thought about it. But now it's just like, okay, I'm upset. Let's evaluate why I'm starting to feel this way before we react. That's been the biggest difference for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, that's wonderful. For me, I thought that it was harder than what it was. Because, I guess it's kind of, I was kind of thinking along the same way as you were, but I was not doubting it, that, like, the mindfulness, I was doubting myself, which is nothing new. I was like, it can't be that easy to just think happy thoughts and then be fine. Otherwise, like, yeah,
everyone would do it.
I would have beat my depression a long time ago. I wouldn't, like, have as bad of anxiety as I do. Just all of this stuff. I was like, there's no way it's that easy. And, like, I would watch the YouTube videos and they're like, just do it. And I was like, I can't.
To me, that's the worst advice, for someone to just be like, just do it. But for me, like, you have to tell me what I have to do for me to be successful in this. Otherwise, I'm going to be like, okay, just do it. Be positive.
It's not. People will just say, just be mindful. Just be aware. I'm like, to better explain to someone who, and for me specifically, who has no idea, who struggles with my brain in the first place. Like, my brain hates me. I need you to dumb it down and write me a step-by-step instruction guide of how to be mindful, essentially. Not really, but, like, that's how I felt. And I think what really helped me was watching Gabby Hanna just say it so casually. And obviously it was something very big, but it wasn't something hard necessarily. She was just like, I want this house. This house is perfect for me. It's going to be mine. And I was like, oh, wait, is that what it is?
It's just, but it's more so teaching yourself to believe
and
you. And that was hard for me to wrap my head around. So it's like, oh, so I just say it and it's there. And it's like, yes, but you also can't have any doubt in your head.
And that was really crazy. But I mean, since accomplishing it, so to be completely transparent, August, I think, I decided that I wanted to go to therapy. And I think it was because I felt like my life was on the right track, but I was doubting myself. I don't know what I told myself to think that I was crazy again, but I told myself that I was crazy again. So I was like, I need to go talk to someone. I went, I think, like 4 times, and he's like, I told him my whole spiel and like my mental health background. And he was like, well, I'm proud of you. That's amazing. And you're so aware of it. This was before getting into mindfulness. He was like, you're so aware and you realize like what you've been through and what you need to do in order to, and all of this stuff. I quickly realized that I didn't go for the reason I thought I did. I realized that I went because I was still doubting my, like, where I wanted my life to go. And I needed validation from someone else. And once I started becoming, like, actually mindful of, like, how I talk to myself, I realized, like, no, I do not need to be seeking validation from someone else. I need to be so sure of myself and my plan, or otherwise my plan is going to fail. And, dude, it was maybe, like, 3 weeks ago, maybe a month, but it's been mind-blowing. Like, once I realized that, oh, it's been wonderful. It's so cheesy to say, but it can be life-changing.
And such a, it's like, it's literally the smallest change compared to all the changes that, like, you make in life for you to live a different life. It is the smallest change, but it has the biggest impact.
It does. And I think people nowadays are conditioned. I don't want to say we all think the same, like we're a bunch of robots or something, but I feel like when I would talk to people about like the problems that I was having with myself, a lot of people, our generation as a whole is very anxious and we get really in our head about things, and we tend to have negative thoughts pop into our head as much as we try to, right after we have that negative thought, we try to quickly think something positive afterwards, like, no, that's not how that works, blah blah blah. So many people have that problem, and that's not just a coincidence that a majority of our generation has that problem. And but it sucks though, because it's something so small in retrospect, but people either doubt mindfulness as a whole or they doubt themselves, and so they don't try it. And it just sucks because it's not that hard. And in the grand scheme of things, like, it is that simple and it works.
It's like, it's hard to make the adjustment because it is all in your head. It's hard to be like, yeah, I'm going to just be positive now. I'm going to be aware of my thoughts and how I view myself. But at the same time, and coming from, and I can only speak from my experience, coming from someone who's literally doubted themselves since my brain was able to doubt itself, literally took me a day to make this change. Now, it's a constant thing that I have to be mindful about, to keep myself accountable, because I have caught myself like, oh, it's okay to be upset sometimes, and I just let the negative thoughts run, and I'm like, no, not really. It's not okay to be negative towards yourself in any sense. Like, for me, what keeps me really accountable is, like, I follow these accounts on Instagram, and so I see these quotes that are just, like, affirmations. They make a difference for me, like, and I swear they always are the ones I need at the time. Like, I'll sit there and I'll read, like, three quotes, and then I'll come across one that I'm like, that's exactly how I'm feeling right now. Thanks for telling me to get out of my head, because that's what I needed.
That's awesome. So what would you say to someone who feels the same that we felt? What would be your tips and advice to be more mindful?
I feel like, first off, you just gotta, it's more so acknowledging that your headspace isn't okay. Because I feel there's so many times where I've been like, oh, there's nothing wrong with this. It's just whatever. It's not that serious. But you have to acknowledge that, okay, maybe some things have to change. And then once you're at that point, then it's like when you start to feel self-doubt or feel the negativity, catch yourself and stop. And basically just, I don't know, like hold yourself accountable for catching yourself in your negative mind space. That's my biggest tip. That's what's made the difference for me, is just keeping myself accountable in my headspace. And so if I catch myself being negative, if I catch myself doubting, then I'm like, oh crap, I gotta stop. And if I'm working on something with that headspace, then I stop that as well, because I don't want to continue on until I'm in a good headspace, because it's not going to be, you know, manifested properly, I guess you can say.
Yeah. One thing that I came across a while ago, before I even got into all of this, it was like to evaluate how you talk to yourself. Would you talk to your friend like that? No. So how would you talk to your friend if they were thinking the things that you were? Essentially, it was like, talk to yourself like you talk to your best friend. And like, you would never tell your best friend the self-doubting things that you managed to convince yourself of. That's something that I just remembered from a while ago. And that's how I started out. Honestly, I don't even think I thought of it as a friend level. I thought of it as my daughter. Thinking about Riley Grace, and I was like, I don't want her to feel these things that I feel. I don't want her to talk to herself the way that I talk to myself. And it's like, well, how would I talk to her if she was a teenager or an adult or at whatever age feeling these things? And that's how I started out. That's how I managed to continue to hold myself accountable. Obviously now, like about a month in, it is easier. I used my daughter, but you can use your best friend or your mom or your sister. Like, would you talk to them the way you talk to yourself? But yeah, so to just wrap up, put a little neat bow on it, start out, I guess my word of advice would be, talk to yourself like you're talking to a loved one, anyone.
Yeah, just... and they kind of go off of each other. Like, my tip is, you acknowledge what you're doing, you acknowledge your headspace that you're going into a bad one, and then you follow through with your tip. Like, would I talk to my bestest gal, and whether that be your sister, your mom, your best friend, in your case, your daughter?
Yeah.
Like, would you talk to them the way you were talking to yourself? If not, then correct it, basically. Yeah.
And if so, maybe try to be a little kinder.
Maybe you should reevaluate your relationships in general, yeah, and not just with yourself.
But no, it sucks, because some people really are like that. They're like, well, I'm just honest. And as you should be. But I feel like wording means a lot and tone means a lot. And so if someone comes to you saying, like, you know, maybe that was kind of harsh, I appreciate it, that was, there's a better way to say it, you should totally reevaluate.
Yes. And I feel like people who, I don't want to say like to be mean, but yes, like kind 100%. Of use the excuse of, well, I'm just being honest. If they can't handle the truth, that's their problem. And it's like, no, but you didn't need to. And I feel like also there's a level of truth that's necessary. Yeah. If for some reason, like, you sent me a picture of an outfit that I personally would never be seen in, but like, I can tell that you look good in it, there's no reason for me to be like, oh, that's an ugly outfit. Right. If you look good in it and you like it, then I'm gonna be like, girl, you look good. You don't have to be like, oh, Hell no. Or start joking on your friend for doing something. Because in that case, then you're just adding to their insecurities. And then, like, and I've dealt with people that have just straight up been like, goodness gracious, G, like, what do you have on? In some days, it's very much warranted. Like, I wear some, I put on some things because I literally walked in my closet 5 minutes before I needed to leave, threw on the comfiest, my favorite comfy things, and they don't always go together. And I don't really care if I'm just going to class sometimes, especially like once I'm over winter, that time you can really expect some interesting outfits to be put together. I just, like, there's no reason, because even if it is a completely just unnecessarily ugly outfit, there's no reason to tell someone that their outfit's ugly. All right, guys, so I hope you were able to make sense of probably one of our most focused rambles to date. And if you enjoyed this, please share it with your friends, subscribe, download our episodes. They really help us out. And
leave a review.
Yeah. Do something. Yeah. Rate us.
Help us to help you.
Yes. And we have a surprise coming for you on Thursday, so be on the lookout for that. Yeah. All right, guys. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.